Hello and welcome back to the Fantasy Face-Off. We are here again.
We are here again.
December. And I think we're coming up on the 1 year anniversary of being in a video podcast booth. It's coming up.
What was the life like before that? I wasn't here for this.
We were in a small room.
You were a small room.
Much like this one.
Okay.
Actually, it was in this one. There just weren't cameras.
Oh. Okay.
And we just recorded it here.
Oh.
And then we used to record in a smaller room, too. But we made it. We made it, Mom.
We're here.
I think our loop isn't frozen. There it goes.
I thought it was frozen there, too. Yeah. I was like, no. Yeah.
Johnny Harris.
What's up?
Dave Pittman. Adam Rapkowski, A-Rap on the producer's chair.
I'm spoiled waving. With all the A-Rap.
Too much still... A-Rap. Is there such thing as too much A-Rap, though?
No. That's not a thing.
No, A-Rap says no.
He says no. I said no. There's no such thing.
I say no, too. I like A-Rap.
No. No such thing.
As long as we don't have Drew back in here, I'm okay.
Yeah, that sounds scary. I don't want to do that.
So we're talking about, it's December, and it's like 11 degrees outside, 12 degrees.
It's beautiful.
I don't like it. It's December. I need some cold.
I saw a guy biking with shorts last night. I'm thinking, you're kind of crazy.
Was he homeless?
No, he wasn't homeless.
All he owned was shorts?
No. He actually had a really nice bike. I'm sure he stole. He did not steal that bike. But yeah, I was shocked when I first saw, like, wow, you're wearing shorts and you're biking. And he looked comfortably fine. It was all good. I just saw a guy walking outside with short sleeves on.
Was he homeless?
Comfortable. He was not homeless. He was clearly employed.
Employed by who?
Who knows, but he was clearly looking employed.
How do you look employed?
I don't know. You're clean.
You're clean. So he was clean is what you were saying.
You're clean, and he looked like he was fed. So I think he was employed.
Okay. The fed thing, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, so it's beautiful. It's beautiful here in Toronto. Yeah. And you were saying you kind of wish it was a bit colder.
Yeah, I like cold December mornings. They wake me up.
Yeah, they do wake you up because it's cold.
Yes, and it's nice.
I'm enjoying this. I think you're crazy for wanting otherwise.
Speaking of the homeless, I encountered one on the GO train just the other day.
How did that interaction like pan out?
Well, I ran to catch the train.
Okay.
So I'm wearing a sweater, and it's a little warm outside.
And you're a sweaty guy.
And I'm a sweaty guy, so it's a little warm, but it's also a little cold. You know, it's in between, right? And so I'm running, and I get on the train, so I'm sweating a little bit. But it's still a little cold outside, so my nose is running. So I'm standing on the train now, like on the train. It's packed. My nose is running, and every 5 seconds, you know, and I hate that. Like, it's annoying. I understand
the
that.
Sniffles. You got the sniffles.
But I'm like, what am I going to do? So anyways, I'm thinking about that, as in, like, oh, I hope I'm not annoying anyone. To my right, there's a homeless man lying across three chairs. So he took away chairs for anyone to sit on.
Okay.
And I hear something, and I'm like, what did that guy just say? And I look at him, and he goes, wipe your f***ing nose. And I look at him, and I'm like, what? Like, did you really just say that to me? I'm like, do you have a tissue? And I'm like, he's like, no. I'm like, well, neither do I. Like, so there's nothing I can do. And he's like, there's a bathroom right there. You're f***ing disgusting. And I'm like, dude. First of all, you're wearing what clearly you've been wearing for the last week, and you're lying across three chairs.
Like,
I understand it's annoying. I'm like, am I disrespecting your home right now? Is this your home? Maybe he feels like I'm disrespecting his home.
Oh, my God.
Anyways.
That's classic.
Yeah. So he just went for it.
You are, man, if I were you, I would have went full, like, Derek Bugard on him. Wow, that's amazing.
And then I, like, stare back out the window, and I'm like... Damn it, he's right. So I walk down the hall to the bathroom.
That is pretty bad, though. It's like, if he calls you out, you feel kind of like bad about it. And then, like, later on, you're like, okay, wait, I probably should have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
So,
wow.
That was my morning.
Wow. That was a couple, like this past week?
Yeah, 2 days ago.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I always have fight with people on the way to work, always.
Toronto, man. That's classic Toronto.
It is classic Toronto. I guess we should talk about hockey.
I guess we can.
Just
might as well.
4 minutes.
That's okay. I'm cool with that.
Four minutes of time. If anyone's listening, like, oh, well, I came on here to help my fantasy team.
Yeah, it's like, oh, well, you might get that.
Yeah, just hit fast forward.
We're going to hear about the hobo on the go.
Yeah, the hobo. The
hobo go.
The hobo go.
The go hobo.
The gobo?
The gobo.
Okay.
The
gobo.
The gobo.
Speaking of homeless people.
Moo.
there's no one homeless we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
But the Columbus Blue Jackets have placed Sergei Bobrovsky on the IR.
Yeah.
Just when he started turning it around. And your man.
My boy.
Curtis McElhinney.
Curtis McElhinney. Colonel. He's cousin of Squirtle. Curtis McElhaney is not that good at hockey. And
he's terrible.
For some reason, I thought it was a great play earlier in this year. And I have it tattooed on me now.
You have it tattooed on
me? I have it tattooed on me. Got a game against Winnipeg last night. Let in 6 goals, I think it was. He's not that good. I don't know. Columbus is like finally starting to like come back and like, you know, they're starting to come together under John Tortorella and his crazy style, but it's not looking too good.
You know how to crash and burn a team into the ground? Start Curtis McElhaney on a consistent basis.
I mean, he's like, you think, hey, like he's cheap on DFS. I'm gonna play him.
No, do not. You'll probably get minus.
Like, points. I understand the concept of contrarian play. That is the don't ever do that.
Yeah,
play.
No, don't do it.
Don't ever
do
that.
So, do I trust Curtis McElhaney?
Answer is no.
No, I do not. He made his first appearance in over 8 games just last week. Had an 11.84 goals against average and a 714 save percentage.
Yeah, no, don't.
It was in relief of Bobrovsky, but that just goes to show how terrible he was in that span. On the year, 0-4-1, 905 save percentage. They're bringing up a nice young Finnish player. I believe he's Finnish. I don't actually know.
Finnish.
His name is Junas Korpisalo.
Korpisalo.
Now, I will take Junas Korpisalo. I will, because I looked into him, and he's actually got some pretty impressive numbers in the 2014-15 season, 38 games played in the Liga, which I believe is the German...
the Liga.
Is it the German...
I think that's the German one. That's the one that Danny Heatley played for a little bit, the Liga, yeah.
So in 38 games played, he had a .919 save percentage. In 11 AHL games this year, he's a .928 save percentage. So he's playing well. I will give him a chance.
You will give him a chance.
I'm looking to start Junas as soon as McElhaney drops the ball here. And watch this one, because I don't know what this can turn into. We don't know who this guy is. But he's got a pretty good background, and I'm willing to trust him and let him go.
That's a bold move, because, I mean, for the past, like, 2 weeks, we've been giving pretty decent goaltender advice.
Yeah.
So that's a real, like, okay.
Well,
like,
hey, we've been hitting home runs.
That's a Doug
Flutie. The Hellebuck home run.
Flutie Hail Mary here, and you're just going for it.
Well, this isn't going to be a permanent thing, because Bobrovsky will be back in 3 weeks, and Bobrovsky will take over. But Junas, in the meantime, that could be like a dirt cheap deal. They might pay you to play him.
Yeah, they might, eh? That would be great.
That would be great.
Like minus -300 to play this guy on DFS? Like, okay, I'll do that.
So
let's do it.
Let's click that blue star and see
blue
what happens this week.
Down. Blue star is clicked.
Black this week. I'm going to say black.
Black.
I have to say blue.
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 I don't know. Black and blue?
Black.
It's like the Backstreet Boys album, Black and Blue. Is that
maybe
a thing?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Let's move on.
Deal.
Staying on the goalies real quick, the Lightning send Vasilevsky to the AHL. Just hasn't worked out. And which is really, it hurts for me because I'm a big fan of his.
Mm-hmm.
And I was an advocate of his at the start of the year. And he was great to start the year, but then he lost 4 in a row. He now has a .910 save percentage on the year.
And you know what that means. Yeah.
What's
it's Gudlevsky time.
Gudlevsky. I'm also a big Gudlevsky fan. Is it Gudlevsky time? Did they bring him up or did they bring
is.
Up?
Yeah,
oh, no, they traded away the other guy.
Yeah.
Who was it?
It
again?
Was Tokarski for
no,
a
no,
while,
not Tokarski.
Wasn't he? Not Tokarski. Oh, what was it? Who was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's bugging me.
That's going to bug me, too. Anyways, Krister's Gudlevsky did get the call up. I mean, he's got the one appearance so far, the .969 save percentage. He might get into a couple games. You know, it might be decent to see how he turns out. I was surprised actually when Vasilevsky did get the axe and got sent down.
Yeah, well,
I also was kind of surprised when I didn't realize how young Vasilevsky was and that he can literally just get sent down. I thought he was kind of already past that point.
Oh no, he's still a young man.
But yeah, anyways,
young man.
Gudlevsky, that's a decent little.
Remember when Gudlevsky made like 100 saves against Team Canada when he was playing for Latvia?
I do remember that. That was his coming out party.
Yeah, it was.
And
I'm coming out.
Boop, boop. I want the world to know.
Kevin Poulin is the goalie that Tampa.
Kevin Poulin.
Tampa
that's not
traded.
Who I was thinking.
No?
I was thinking someone else.
Well, that's who they
who.
Traded away earlier this year.
Okay.
So maybe you had Bobrovsky, maybe you had Vasilevsky on your team, which
you
is
have,
what I
if
did.
If you had both of them,
yeah,
then you're
I did.
In trouble.
I'm one league.
You had both of them.
Yeah.
You're like
is that one league where I had like 8 goalies, though?
You are the 1% that had that.
Some replacements. We talked about Connor Hellebuck. He's
yep.
still only 30% owned. He won his 4th straight game just last night. Now 4-0, 172 goals against average, .939 save percentage. Still only 30% owned. You got to go pick him up, and then
gotta
I know you're going to talk about Darcy.
Darcy, I was just going to bring him up. Darcy Kuemper lets in 2 goals and a loss to Colorado on that second. He came in relief.
Yeah.
And then they played them again and they got him that time. But yeah. Didn't get the win. Still a decent night, though. It's a .900 save percentage, which is decent. It's only a 2-1 game. Yeah, I was expecting a couple more shots, actually, from Colorado. They're a team that generates way more shots. So, I don't know. He's at 14%, but plus 10 in the last day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus 10%. So you can see that, you know, Yahooers are jumping on the Darcy train. And I think, you know, as much as I like your Columbus pick, or I like the, you know, like Tampa Bay's, like, backup, you know, I like Kuemper better than those two plays.
Wait, which plays?
I'm saying Darcy Kuemper, if you're going to pick up a goalie this week, he's probably the guy that I would lean more towards.
More than Hellebuyck?
Well, I know. I'm already past Hellebuyck. Okay. I'm assuming Hellebuyck's I'm past that now. I feel like that play's gone. Darcy
well,
is
yeah,
now.
30%.
Yeah, but I'm assuming leagues, I guess. Yeah, I play with some great, you know, fantasy hockey people. So
yeah,
I got to look a step ahead. I got to look a step ahead.
True.
So Darcy's my step ahead.
Although
play.
I believe Darcy's probably gone in our league.
He is, because I picked him up.
Oh, you have him?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. So there you
go.
This is what I'm getting at.
That's what I'm getting at.
Darcy Kuemper, yeah, I agree. I have him on my list here, too. The two best replacements, I think, right now are Hellebuyck and Kuemper. Because
yes.
Dubnyk
yes.
is your. They recently said that he's going to be out for a little longer than expected.
And even watching the play and watching him stretch out as the injury happened, you could tell that the mobility was not there,
yeah.
And that's something that will take time.
Yeah. And I think Kuemper's a good goalie. 9.06 save percentage on the year. He's only 1-0-3, but I think he's got some good stuff.
Yeah,
Minnesota's
honestly,
a good team.
Minnesota was riding Dubnyk quite a bit.
Yeah,
Kuemper wasn't getting in as much as you would expect, like a backup goalie. You know, so. I like the play. It's interesting though. On the 11th, 12th, they have Arizona, San Jose. I'm gonna be surprised what happens if you know you have a guy like Darcy who hasn't had much tread so far this year. If they decide to play back to back anyway, if just throw him in anyway. I know we usually try the goalie streams, but are you really gonna put in Backstrom?
I don't think so.
I think he'll get that double back to back.
Before we move on to four-game streams. Did you see that it was the Stars scoreboard? They always take shots at fans for different things. And just the other night, it was Carolina against
Dallas,
obviously. And there was two fans wearing Blackhawks jerseys.
Yeah.
And they put up a picture on the board. I'll put it up on the screen right now. It was a picture of, it says, our faces when we see players wearing Blackhawks jerseys at Stars Canes, and it was laughing.
It was
I thought it was hilarious because there's nothing stupider to me than when you show up to a game wearing jersey that is irrelevant to the game you're at.
It's funny because we had Eric Young here in this past week, and we went to a game, and we were at the Leaf game, and we were looking down. We saw a guy with a Toronto Maple Leaf jersey with Mark Messier on the back.
What?
And we're just looking down what? Really?
That's
and
also stupid.
Not too far from him, there's a guy wearing a big Letterman jacket, Habs jersey. What are you doing, bro? It's New Jersey, Toronto. Wearing Habs. Don't be that troll.
Yeah.
Then even past him, there's another guy wearing a Tampa Bay Buccaneers
jersey.
A Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey.
Oh, then you just named A-Rap's two favorite teams, the Habs and the Buccaneers.
Yeah, he was pretty pumped about that. There you go. But yeah, Buccaneers.
Yeah, I don't understand
What are you doing? Okay, first of all, okay, you're a hockey fan, okay, I kind of get it. But at the same time, dude, keep it in the sport. Mm-hmm. You're going to wear a Buccaneers jersey? Come on.
So what do you think is stupider? If you're at a Leafs, say you're at the Leafs jersey game.
Okay.
And you see a guy wearing a Buccaneers jersey or a guy wearing a Florida Panthers jersey?
Dude, the Buccaneers.
Yeah?
That tops it.
Out
that's
of sport,
number,
you don't like that.
That's the number, that was the worst I've seen.
I think just the worst people in general are people that wear other jerseys sporting events.
Even the...
what are you doing?
Even the guy that's wearing the old school Leaf jersey with Mark Messier on the back,
I don't know
number
what
11,
he's
like,
doing.
What are you doing, man? I remember a while ago, one guy I follow on Twitter got a Luongo Leaf jersey just to kind of troll when he had the rumors of coming here. And I've seen Stamkos jerseys, McDavid, what are you doing?
Come on, folks.
Come on, guys.
You got too much time and money.
Yeah, way too much
time.
Give
some of that
money
to us. Let's look at four-game streams going into week 10.
There is all the teams playing
all sorts of teams playing here December 14th to the 20th. You got, well, let's name them all here.
You
got the Canucks, the Sharks, the Devils, the Penguins, the Bruins, the Rangers, the Senators, the Lightning, the Capitals, the Flames, the Blue Jackets, the Sabres, the Blackhawks, the Panthers, the Oilers.
That is half the league playing four games this upcoming week. What I was, when I was looking at the schedule and how it all came down, I noticed the Anaheim Ducks, once again, on the bottom of this list with two games. They had one this past week, two next week. So anyone that did end up picking like John Gibson, it's like, oh, like, sorry, but like he only gets three games this next 2 weeks.
But don't drop him.
Don't drop him.
Because then in a couple weeks, he'll probably have four.
I mean, it does suck when you think of the Canucks next week play more games than the Ducks this past 2 weeks.
Yeah, that does
suck. That kind of sucks. But at the same time, don't drop your Ducks.
Don't drop, well, drop some of your, drop most of your Ducks.
Drop some Ducks.
Don't drop Perry, Getzlaff, like, Kessler, Gibson. Otherwise, drop your
Ducks. I mean, like, as much as I like Rickard Rakell and he's playing on that top line, drop him for now. Like, pick like a guy like Yannick Hansen I'd rather play. You know, you're going to get the shots. But, I mean, like, why have Rickard Rakell right now?
So rather than go through all these teams, we're going to break them down into about four or five of our favorite guys.
Players that we like.
And do you mind if I start?
Yeah, you go right ahead.
I don't want you to take mine.
Yeah, you go ahead.
No, this one isn't even really a stream because he's over 50%, but it's more of a
beware.
Andrej Palat is back.
Okay.
After missing a plethora of games with an ankle injury, is finally back. He played against Ottawa, 16 minutes of ice time, 0 points, two shots on net, two hits, back on the triplets line with Johnson and Kucherov. You need to pick him up if he's available. I saw in a few of my leagues, guys had dropped him. Because he's been out for weeks. Well, he was out for weeks.
Yeah.
Weeks and weeks. And I was like, you know, I'm going to pick him up and IR him. And now he's back. And now I'm excited about this. So 56%, a lot of people gave up on him. If he's there, that triplets line could be big.
That's a sneaky play.
Thank you.
I like that. And I find that the Tampa Bay Lightning have been quiet.
Yeah.
Like usually, like even like last, like they were the team that was just kept scoring all throughout the year. And like you look at a guy like Jonathan Drouin, he really hasn't taken that jump yet.
No, I've been disappointed in Drouin.
I've seen him kind of getting picked up a little bit. And like that's a decent play, but like Palat, I think that's more safe than what picking up Drouin would be.
So are you streaming Drouin? Is that one of your streams? Or
I was talking. I was talking to one of my coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
About,
was it me?
About him? It was not him. It was Matty Best.
Oh, okay.
The esports guy.
Yeah. He's Asian.
He's Asian.
But he very much has a white man's features.
Yes. Well, it's weird. He's like half Filipino and like half Newfoundlandish.
Yeah.
So his family just likes islands, I guess, is what the thing is. But anyways. Yeah, so we were talking about Jonathan Drouin. I don't know where that came from, but yeah, like talking about Jonathan Drouin, like he was really trying to convince me of that play, and I was like, I don't know, man, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
eventually he's gonna make that jump. I don't know when it will be, but
it's been disappointing.
He's been
so far,
in and out of the lineup too, but we'll see. Bo Bennett. Bo Bennett's a guy that I've liked since he's kind of come to the NHL.
Easy to say.
He's
Bo Bennett.
Bo Bennett. It's a great hockey name.
Great hockey name. Great name in general.
He's always had a decent repertoire with Evgeny Malkin, and they've taken him off that line every once in a bit. And I never understood it because, like, the one thing Pittsburgh's always been good at is playing like subpar wingers with their top guys, and they end up crushing it. Like Pascal Dupuis, like he had a career because he played so well. Like Chris Kunitz, like he was always a great player.
He made the Olympics.
Yeah, he made the Olympics
because of
Sidney Crosby. Yeah. He got a gold medal around his neck because of that. And when I was watching that game against Colorado, he got the two goals, and it was like, oh, man, like everyone kind of forgot about Bo Bennett, but he's plus 8% in the last day, 9%. So he was only at 1% owned a couple days ago. He's got that left-right wing. You know, he's a decent play.
Definitely. I agree.
And, I mean, like, even in, like, that game, he had six shots on net, two, three. Like, this guy shoots quite a bit. He had nine hits in the game against Edmonton a week ago. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
I like Bo Bennett.
Bo Bennett. I like it. I'm going to stay in Pittsburgh, too, for my
deal.
Stream.
What do you got?
Olli Maatta. He's also back.
That's a great play. I like that one.
Since his injury, he's played three games. He's got two goals, two assists, four shots on net, and five block shots. Maybe starting to live up to that potential that he's always had? I like him a lot.
I was looking at Olli Maatta's headshot the other day because he looks very much like Michael Granlund. They just have that. I don't know. They look very similar.
Compare the
There's
two.
Another guy for the London Knights. I forget his name, believe he's also you got to see the headshot. Yeah, boom. They were identical. I like that play, though. Ole Matta. And watching that game as well, he creates a lot of scoring chances.
Yeah.
That is what he does. He's such a smooth skater, shoots a lot, creates scoring chances. That's what you want. That's actually a decent little play if he ends up getting in the lineup.
Yeah, that's not even like staying, a stream. That's like a
yeah,
keep.
Yeah, like you will keep him because he's always had buzz around his name, but mm-hmm. he's gotten hurt a lot.
Yes, he's very injury prone.
Yeah, hurt a lot. Who else? What else do you got?
From Boston, I got my man Matt Bolesky.
Matt Bolesky.
Left wing, 8% owned. In the last four games, I want to say my man, I've always hated him. but now I'm going to stream him. Last four games, so this is kind of like a four-game sample. 4 points, 8 hits, 9 shots. And also has 29 hits in the last 10 games played. So he's really throwing the body around in Boston. But now he's on a line with David Krejci, Louis Erickson, and they're kind of rolling right now.
They're rolling.
And Bolesky's just a nice player. If you're in a hits league especially, you benefit from the hits, and you get some offensive production.
Offensive production.
Yes.
How
about Ryan Callahan?
Ryan Callahan, that's a decent play too.
Ryan Callahan.
He's had a fall from grace.
And that's why I kind of look at it. He's only 35% owned. Like you said, fall from grace. Hasn't been very good this year, but I might give him a chance. Last three games now, he's got 3 points, 2 PIMs, 6 hits, 7 blocks, 7 shots. So kind of stretching it through many categories. And I don't know. As you said, Tampa's been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to start to break out. That triplets line's back. Maybe they start rolling. Maybe that starts firing up the rest of the boys.
Rolling.
Callahan starting rolling. To score. I think so. I think I might give him a shot on a four-game stream.
Might go for it, eh?
I might do it.
I'm looking at center right wing Mika Zibanejad. He'll return the second line center for on Saturday for the Ottawa Senators. He's been quiet this year, though. I've been finding, like, I don't know, 4 goals, 13 assists. Like, I don't know, that's pretty decent, but in a quiet way.
He's had
way.
Little stretches.
Yeah,
like,
he does. He is a bit streaky. But I find the Sens are rolling now. Like, he shoots quite a bit. And he hits a little bit, too. Not too much. I think he's a decent play if you're going to do a four-game stream. And he looks strikingly familiar to what we were looking at Matthew Perreault with those headshots.
Yeah.
He has that, like...
He does.
Legion of Doom, or what do you call it? He joined the army.
Joined Voldemort's army.
Yeah, definitely.
He's a Death Eater.
Because Zibanejad is in that same category for sure.
Mika Zibanejad. Scary. That is like an evil name, too.
The soul patch thing going on, too.
I have my henchman, Mika Zibanejad.
Mika Zibanejad.
Mika, detonate the bombs!
He was Mika Zibanejad. Wasn't he the... Oh, I thought he was the one... Never mind.
Zibanejad out.
Zibanejad.
I have two more guys before we move on.
All right, who do you got?
Marcus Johansson.
Yeah.
Center, left wing, and right wing eligible. Washington Capitals, 17% owned, so you can probably pick him up. His last 6 games played now, 6 points, 4 hits, 2 power play points, 9 shots. He's on a line with Justin Williams and Mr.
Man,
Kuznets.
I was actually going to mention Justin Williams because I've been noticing that he's been getting dropped quite a bit.
Yeah.
He's only 33% owned, which I thought was a little...
He's also been a little streaky.
He has been a bit streaky.
People seem to have a short leash for him.
This is the thing, though, is that... Like, yeah, Justin Williams, like, when you look at his production, he's, like, this is a typical guy that you would see on the top of the waiver wire, on top of the free agent list.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he's Justin Williams, he has that name value.
Yeah.
I'm picking him up, and I'm keeping him. You know that he can go on these stretches. And with guy, when you're playing with Kuznetsov creates so much offense.
That's true.
So, I mean, all he has to do is kind of just sit there.
I am guilty of picking him up and dropping him on many occasions because I just, like I said, short leash. I don't have all that trust in the world for him. And I always like to kind of like flip my like one of my rotation spots.
Yeah, no, you always try to use the maximum amount of plays you have that week. I'm like that as well. I like having literally positions where it's like I just keep.
Yeah, and Williams always falls. He's like a regular. He's in the regular rotation.
And what I'm saying is that 33% and it with the name value, if I have him on my team, which I believe I do now because you keep dropping him,
well,
that I'm going to keep him there because it's really tough to get a valued right winger, and that's what he is. So I like that play, especially with, Perreault.
Play on.
Yeah.
Play on.
Or Johansson, not Perreault. Although Johansson does have
play
that.
On.
That center left right is so awesome. I love that. I love it.
I don't even know why I'm yelling play on.
Play on.
Sorry. I have one more.
What do you got?
And it's 0% owned.
Zero?
Yeah, and it's in Columbus.
Ooh, Columbus. Is it... Ooh, Columbus 0% owned. Is it a defenseman?
No, it's a center.
It's a center. 0% owned. Wenberg. No.
Yes.
Well, Alex Wenberg.
Yeah, did you look at my screen?
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I swear I did not look at your screen.
Your screen looker.
First of all, I can't even see your screen.
Yes, you can.
I can't. Dude, that was a great... Come on.
A-Rap, what do you think? Did he screen look or do you think he called it?
I called.
A-Rap says you screen
looked. Like, I'm pretty sure he was drafted like 13th overall.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Columbus,
it's okay.
Like,
I'm just
a couple years ago.
Alexander Wenberg, 0% owned, Johnny.
I like that play. I like that play.
Last three games, 5 assists, 16 faceoff wins, 2 power play points, 5 shots. So he's on the power play. He's centering Nick Foligno and Mr. Hartnell.
Wenberg could be like a Leon Draisaitl-esque player.
He could. If he sticks Draisaitl up on this top line, he could do some magical things.
Magical
Definitely
things.
A very, very cheap DFS play. And I might stream him 4 games, especially because I'm getting those center face-off wins and you know, the power play points. So I like it.
Classic alt we were talking about with Justin Williams, the classic going in and out of your lineup. This guy has always been in and out of my lineup. Cam Atkinson, also
Cam
with the
Atkinson.
Columbus Blue Jackets.
He
two
can
goals.
Never just stick for me.
You it's true, and especially with he is only listed as a right winger, so you're not – You know, you don't get that at least. But anyways, 29% owned, -1 in the past day, which is weird because he scored 2 goals against Winnipeg, against the Winnipeg
He's
Jets.
He's off and on all the time, man.
Yeah, 8 goals, don't 9 assists this whole year, 76 shots. Cam Atkinson.
Old Cam.
I mean, if you're going to have a 4-game stream, Cam Atkinson, it's pretty good for that. He's classic 4-game stream material.
He is a classic 4-game streamer.
He really, really is. And so, I mean, against the Islanders, Tampa Bay, Dallas, Arizona, you know, those are decent teams, but I mean, all winnable other than Dallas maybe. But even then, Dallas has, for some reason, played really poor against bad teams.
Yeah, like the Leafs.
The Leafs. They lost the Leafs twice this year. They lost to Edmonton a couple days ago, too.
Speaking of the Leafs. And of Stamkos, which you were talking about earlier.
Yep.
This stupid story comes out where.
It's happened before, too.
Tuesday night, TSN tweets a video about. The panel discussing Steven Stamkos and the Toronto Maple Leafs. Stamkos then likes the article on his Twitter account. The public catch on. They go nuts. This is dumb.
I don't think anyone's ever tracked anything that I've ever liked on Twitter.
Yeah.
It is definitely not a news story. But the fact that him actually clicking a button on his computer, on his phone, wherever he may be...
Mm-hmm.
Is a story. It's insane.
It's stupid.
And maybe it wasn't even him for all we know.
Probably wasn't.
Probably
and even
wasn't.
If it was,
this
it's like...
This happened before, though. This has happened before, because I remember this happening like a year and a bit ago. The exact same thing, where it's like a little article, like Stamkos to Leafs kind of trade, like rumor thing. No. Like, and it's silly. It's absolutely silly.
I think, like, he sees an article with his name in it.
The funny thing about this, though, is that... Like, this was happening all last year, too, except it wasn't Steven Stamkos. It was Mike Babcock.
Yeah.
Like, the speculation of Mike Babcock, you know, not signing with the Detroit Red Wings and coming to Toronto, that was a thing that people talked about.
It was.
And I remember on my internship, I was at another station, and we had Joey from Full House
come on
the show.
What? Where did you work?
I can't tell you.
Why?
We had Joey from Full House come on the show, and... he did a great interview, and he's a big Red Wings guy. And after the whole thing, he does impressions and stuff like that. And we made him do a Babcock speech to thank the Toronto fans for taking on the new job.
Yeah.
And then literally like 3 weeks after he did that, it actually happened.
Nice.
And I'm just saying, like, that was actually a news story. And as much as I like think this is a ridiculous story, and that him liking this on Twitter is not a story. I think it might actually happen.
Well, that's the thing. It could happen. I think this is irrelevant to that happening.
I agree.
But yeah, it actually could happen.
But I think it's going to happen.
You think it will happen?
I think it will happen.
Okay.
And I mean, I did not think Babcock was going to happen, and it happened, and I was shocked, and I think this is going
to
happen.
That's true. Babcock kind of opened the door to impossible things happening.
But it was like, it was such a ridiculous thing. Go all the year, the whole story, but it happened. So I don't know. I
also heard talk like, do they really want a Steven Stamkos at this point of the rebuild? I'm like, what is he? He must be like getting up in his high 20s. He's only 25 years. I'm older than him.
Yeah, that sucks.
Jeez.
Steven Stamkos.
First overall pick in 2008.
It's pretty evident that, like, the Leafs' game plan is that they're going to sell off all their guys that they
picked up. Sellofffacations.com.
Yeah. They're going to sell off all their players that they signed this past year.
Yeah.
Gets a couple draft picks. You know, you assume they're going to get a decently high draft pick, whether it's, you know, 1 to 7. Like, you can think whether it'll be in that
range.
Let's hope so. You know, we'll see. But you get another guy. You have Mitch Marner. You have Nylander in the system.
Kapanen, Timoshov, Bracco.
They have a lot of young guys that are working out right now. Like, when you think about it, this is the first time that they've actually had a decent prospect pool. And then you add him in that. I mean, yeah, he's only 25 years old.
It's a beautiful
1990.
A beautiful prospect pool.
Beautiful prospect pool.
Can you tell that we're Leafs fans? Okay, yeah. We got to go. But on our way out, I'm going to name a few players, and we're not going to do a history lesson on them. But what jersey do you picture them in on our way out? Okay. Chris Pronger.
St. Louis Blues. Last night I was watching a St. Louis Blues against Philadelphia Flyers game, and he came on, and he had his little bobblehead in St. Louis. But St. Louis Blues.
For me, it was – honestly, it was the Flyers.
Flyers.
Which I guess because it was the most recent one. But 2 years in the Whalers, 9 on the Blues, 1 Oilers, 3 Ducks, 3 Flyers.
I forgot about the Whalers days.
Yeah, the early days.
Yeah.
Okay. Owen Nolan.
Owen Nolan, San Jose.
San Jose.
Yeah.
Okay.
That my favorite game was the NHL 97, I think it was. No, 2001.
Yeah.
He was on the cover. I played that game relentlessly. Owen Nolan on the cover. He's the
5 seasons with the Nordiques, 7.5 with the Sharks.
I forgot him with the Nordiques.
1.5 with the Leafs, 1 with the Coyotes, 1 with the Flames, 2 with the Wild.
I don't remember the Wild days.
Okay.
They were at the end.
Pavel Bure. Obviously, it's
Florida.
Vancouver. Oh, what? Pavel Bure?
That was so weird. Dude, Florida. Literally. We have a Florida Panthers, like, Pavel Bure here.
So?
Dude,
prime, man.
Dude, I think.
The prime.
I think Florida.
That is nuts.
You're nuts.
I'm nuts.
Yeah, you are nuts.
A-Rap.
Florida. It's Florida
or Vancouver. Florida? What is this?
First of all, you are a bit older than me, so you probably remember.
I'm 1 year older than you.
You probably remember when he actually played for Vancouver, where I don't. It was all Florida.
7 years for Vancouver, 3.5 in the Panthers, and 1.5 for the
Rangers.
Was only
3.5 for the Panthers?
Yes.
That is kind of ridiculous. Though.
But since I said Pavel, Valerie Bure.
Dude, that's Montreal.
Really? That's the Panthers for me.
Yeah, that's Montreal. Dude, Valerie Bure, by the way, another Full House reference, married to DJ Tanner.
Yes.
Candace Cameron, what up?
She's looking good these days,
she's
too.
She's a great.
3.5 years with the Habs, 3.5 with the Flames, 2 with the Panthers, 1 with the Blues, 1 with the Stars. And last one on the way out, Jason Allison.
L.A.?
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Okay, cool.
He had 2 seasons with the Capitals, 5 with the Bruins, only 2 with L.A., 1 with the Leafs. Did that one with the Leafs? He had 60 points in 66 games.
Jason Allison was the man when he was in Toronto.
All right, we're out of here because we got to go because we're out of time. And I just want to say good luck to all the homeless guys riding the GO train today.
The Gobos.
The Gobos. I hope that things work out for you.
Don't be a litter bug, please.
Yeah, don't be a litter bug.
Don't be a litter bug.
See ya.